to help us with that this evening, we're joined by our market watcher, David Shapiro. He's the deputy chairman of Sasfin Securities. Always a pleasure chatting to you, David. How are you dealing in this heat?
Not well.
None of us
I have the sun pounding on me from behind. You know.
Oh,
when you're in lockdown, you haven't got much choice where you can sit.
Right? We'll survive. We're survivors. We're a bunch of survivors.
It's better than the cold.
Absolutely.
I mean,
any day.
In winter. No, but I love the sun. So
right.
I'm okay.
Okay. So let's see if this is blazing or not. That's something that is on everybody's lips this evening. The president presenting his economic recovery plan and MPs debating it now in parliament. Let's get your thoughts. I mean, this is not the first plan that we've seen in South Africa. We have so many plans to resuscitate the economy. One wonders when, you know, we'll actually implement and get things off the ground.
So that's what it is. It's all about implementation. You know, it's very easy to come up with a solution. It's another story to make sure that it, you know, that you actually implement it and make and grow the economy. So we've been let down in the past, and I think that's why you're getting so much skepticism. That we haven't really achieved what we've said in the past, even though some of the plans have been really good. This time there's more urgency. And so the rest of the world's watching. The markets haven't responded. If you've looked, you've seen a very strong rand today. The rand is something like 16.30 against the dollar. And the reason is more connected with weakness in the dollar. You know, the dollar has come under a lot of pressure because of worries. Because of the discounting a very large stimulus package that the market's beginning to say is going to be introduced. And because of that, that will depreciate or dilute the dollar. And as a result of that, all the cross currencies have picked up, including the rand. So we're not, you know, don't be misled by the strong rand as being a vote of confidence. It's really nothing more than algorithms or traders, the cross trade against the dollar. But we wait, you know, we wait to see what will be implemented.
As always. We wait to see. Let's talk about commodities. Platinum mining doing well?
Well, gold price came up on the weak dollar. So we saw good demand for gold shares. Also, strangely enough, the copper price has also been picking up. There's certain issues in Chile, which I haven't really understood, but there's supply constraints there, and so copper's been picking up, and commodity prices have been holding up pretty well. If you look today, there have been some very good gains. Sibanye, which is now related more to palladium than to gold and platinum, is up about 10% today. I couldn't find the exact story, but gold shares, you know, quite strong. And platinum shares also okay. You know, the rest of the market affected by that rand. You know, the strength in the rand did take down some of our big industrial shares. But miners have been where the market's at, and also banks. Banks very strong. So we started to see local demand come in. You know, for banking shares, and they've been picking up. Admittedly, they've been hurt. You know, they've been sold down dramatically over the year, but they're trying to find a bottom now, and I think bargain hunters are starting to pick them up. So in the financials, while banks were strong, funny enough, the insurers came down a little bit. So that was where the weakness. But banks, you know, banks doing well. So the two segments that stood out were gold shares and banks.
Where companies are concerned?
Mm-hmm.
Where companies are concerned.
We had Long for Life's results. Also, you know, I think everybody anticipates it's run by Brian Joffe, whom we know from Bidvest fame. And the market responded very well. The market put the shares up about 13%. But again, it's a share that's been sold down. But I think what stands out is their sports and recreation segment. And while organized sports came under pressure, of course, demand for gym equipment, you know, for running shoes, for all that kind of stay-at-home gear, really got them through this. And I think the outlook is that things will start to improve from where we are today. But there were other results also, which interesting. The one that fascinated me was Cashbuild. And Cashbuild is, you know, sells building materials. And it was only a first quarter result, so you don't get a lot of detail around it, but they did mention that sales were up in the first quarter, which would be to the end of September, you know, from what were their 1st of July, August, September, those 3 months, was up on last year quite significantly, about 19%. I don't know the backdrop to that. I picked this up pretty late, but a good result, and those shares were up about 7-8% as well. So surprisingly good turnaround in demand for building materials. I hope that follows through to other segments, you know, that do have building material operations in their, you know, in their companies. Yeah.
Sure. So just a comment from you, perhaps, on this World Economic Report on the future of jobs, not painting a really pretty picture. We'll get into conversation with Mike Schussler on it in a moment. But we've been, you know, struggling with jobs even before coronavirus. And now telling us the obvious that, listen, you are not quite there. And so we talk a lot about the fourth industrial revolution and how we're ready as a country. But alas,
we're not alone. I mean, you know, South Africa is not alone in this issue. Mm-hmm. You can apply this same globally, although we are in a situation where we're lagging the rest of the world. You know, so I think it's something that global, you know, the global economies are focusing on very much so, that they have to change the skills of their workforce and get them ready for what the global economy is going to look like in the next 5, 10, 15, you know, years. But I think we have lagged the rest of the world. And the one way we can do it is hopefully something that's come up in the development plan is releasing spectrum, you know, so we can get data, so we can start developing companies, you know, that are in that area. And the skills will come. Once there's a demand, the skills, you know, we'll be able to get workers to adapt, so the schools will arrive, you know, schools will emerge. So I think it's very important that in the development plan that we start to release spectrum and make data available, make it cheaper, so that we can develop these businesses and reskill our workforce.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure being in conversation with you, and try keep cool in this hot, scorching weather. David Shapiro, Deputy Chairman of Sasfin Securities.